little ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made them all, Allahu Akbar? Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
My butterflies. Have you ever heard people say flames can get dangerous fast? Well, it may be fun to melt marshmallows or blow out maybe your candles. But did you know even the tiniest of fires can get out of control and burn even a whole house down? Did you also know that many fires are started by children just like you? It may be fun sitting around a campfire or having a braai with your friends and family. But fires move very fast and it can burn down even a building in just minutes. One burning house can set other houses on fire too. Fire isn't just dangerous inside, but outdoors a burning pile of leaves or grass can get out of control too. Campfires can lead to bigger ones if they're not put out the right way. Little kids often play with fire because they're curious and they don't realize how much damage it can do. Remember, if you see someone smaller than you playing with matches, candles, or any type of fire, get an adult right away. You won't be telltaling or you won't be a tattletale. You'll be helping to save someone's life. Children that are bigger may be tempted to touch a lit candle or light something on fire just to see what will happen. And even though it may seem fun, don't do it. Children who play with fire can end up burning themselves, hurting other people, destroying important things like homes and wood. If you see a kid playing with fire or even an older one, tell an adult. And if you feel like you can't stop yourself, let a grown-up know so that he or she can even help you. Fire can be cozy and fun to watch, but only in a controlled environment. Think of a campfire or a fireplace in your home on a winter's night. Professional fireworks maybe, or just a fire that you made in a bush somewhere with your friends and family to help light something or keep it warm. Now butterflies, fire is a tool. It's fascinating. It's one of the basic elements like earth, sea, air, water. But fire is energy. It's a chemical happening in front of your eyes, and it needs fuel and oxygen to burn. But once it starts burning, it doesn't stop until it runs out of either one or both of them. That's what makes it both valuable and very dangerous. If you start burning a stick in the woods and if you drop it, that flame will keep on burning until there's more sticks and dry leaves. And there's plenty of oxygen in the air. There's a few tips that we need to know. A few tips that you need to listen to and these what they are. Steer clear of fires and follow these safety tips. Never use a fire, a stove, a candle without a grown-up there to help you. Beware of hot spots, because if you get too close, your clothes can catch on fire. Lamps heaters can get hot when they're on, so don't touch them. And never put blankets or clothes on top, even part of a game. Don't play with light switches, electrical cords or outlets, and tell an adult to be around you to make sure you don't have too many things plugged into the same extension cord or power strip. My butterflies, for thousands of years, fire has cooked food for people, warmed people up, and even destroyed stuff and hurt people. So the next time you gaze into a roaring fireplace, remember, many generations of people have enjoyed that very same sight. So enjoy it safely, and inshallah you won't get burnt. May Allah save you, your friends, your family, and all the listeners of Radio Islam from getting hurt by fire. And especially that Allah protects us from the fire of Jahannam. Let's go for a quick break.
Ya Allah, Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Qudus, Salam, Allah, Rahman. Ya Allah, Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Qudus, Salam, Allah, Rahman. When we walk on that path so fragile like a strand of hair, it will be the final day when we stand to face our deeds. Just imagine on that day when we walk the full Sirah, fire on either side, paradise in front. Ya Allah, Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Qudus, Salam, Allah, Rahman. Ya Allah, Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Qudus, Salam, Allah, Rahman. On the day of reckoning, when we stand at Arafah, there be so much pain, while confusion reigns as we stand on that plain. There will be our Creator, Ya Allah, Salamu Rahmanu Rahimu Mani. It will be a day when we face Ya Allah, Salamu Rahmanu Rahimu Mani. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadu Rasulullah. There is only one God, Muhammad is his messenger. That day will be a test upon our faith. We'll face our Lord, Allahu Rahim. Ya Allahu Rahman, Rahimu Malik, Qudusu Salam, Allahu Rahman. Ya Allahu Rahman, Rahimu Malik, Qudusu Salam, Allahu Rahman. When we stand before Allah on our final day, with deeds in hand, with no plan awaiting our Lord, every action we have done with our time on earth will be held accountable before Ar-Rahman. Ya Allah, Rahman, Rahimu Malik, Qudusu Salam, Allahu Rahman. Ya Allah, Rahman, Rahimu Malik, Qudusu Salam, Allahu Rahman. Salamun Salam, 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 Salamun Salam.
I've been walking on this road since I opened my eyes. My life is all thanks to Allah. My destination's clear, to the gates of Jannah. Please help me on my way, Allah. All I gotta say, this dunya's got a home. But my Allah will get me through. Inshallah, make it easy for the ummah who bow to you and say Allahu Akbar. Oh, mere Mola, oh, mere Mola, I love you. We love you. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, your mercy is great. تیار ہے ہم ایک دن موت آئے گی فرشتہ طے ہوا قبر کے ساتھ میرے پیارے اللہ ہم سب کو معاف کرنا.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.